Because Catholics who have gone through any amount of religious education or listened to any amount of homilies during Advent or Lent know about the sacrament of reconciliation. We know where we get it from in Scripture. To the resurrection, Jesus comes to the apostles in the upper room, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained. This was my mission, now it's yours. But this gospel today doesn't so much look at the origins of the sacrament of reconciliation or the reasons why we have it, but gives us an encounter of what it looks like. What it looks like, our life of sin and a life returning to God in the sacrament. Jesus gives this story to the Pharisees who believe in their own righteousness. He says, a man had two sons. And the younger first comes to the father and says, Father, give me everything that's owed to me. Give me my inheritance. And it's important for us to know, as they would have understood, that at that time, sons didn't get their inheritance from their father until their father died. The son, at worst, is saying, Dad, I wish you were dead. At best, is saying, I want nothing to do with you. Just give me the stuff. Give me the money, and I'll be on my way. The father, representing God, always being loving, is always going to give to us. And so the son takes and goes. It says he squanders all of it. He wastes all of it. We learn from the older brother what happened. It was a life of sin, a dissipation, prostitutes. It was horrible. And this young man now, this Jewish man, had nothing. So that he was working at a pig farm. And we should know, if we don't already, that pigs, pork, were unclean animals to the Jews. This was the lowest job this man could have ever imagined. And he's down so much, he's hungry, he's starving, that he wishes to eat the slop that these unclean animals were eating. He's hit rock bottom. And sometimes for us, this is what it takes for us to get back to the sacrament of reconciliation. Sometimes this is what it takes because we think we're doing all right. We're trying to fight our own battles. We're doing okay. We don't worry about that sacrament until we finally hit such a low place in our life and we have nowhere else to go. And so we think we'll give it a try. And so the younger son is almost rehearsing this in his mind, right? Okay, I know my father and he's a good man. And I've been a really bad son, but I know how good he is even to his servants and slaves. And if I just go back to him and say, Father, I'm going to lay it all on the table. I've sinned against heaven and against you. I've been a horrible son. I no longer deserve that title as your son. Please, I beg you, just treat me as one of your hired workers. That's all I ask. So he goes back, makes the journey back to his father. And notice, as Jesus is telling the story, what does he say about the father? The father sees him from a distance. God has been waiting for this moment for us to return to him. And so the father runs to him as the son is running to the father. And they embrace. And the son remembers what he's going to say. Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you, which is so true. Father, I wish you were dead, or at best, Father, I want nothing to do with you. Just give me my money. I no longer deserve to be called your son. That's true, because he gave away his birthright by saying that his father, he wished he was dead and just moving on with his life. But notice, God, the father in the story, does not allow the son to say the third thing. Treat me as one of your hired workers. Instead, he puts a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, a robe around him, and commands his servants, let's rejoice now. Slaughter the fattened calf. For my son who was dead because of sin, is now alive. Alive because I have forgiven him and he is back. We now must rejoice. Brothers and sisters, sacrament of reconciliation, when we go and bring all of our sins to God, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how bad it is. It doesn't matter how many times we've done it. When we go, God is waiting for us to embrace us in love. And he doesn't just wipe away our sins and say, okay, let's move on now. He wipes away our sins and brings us back to the dignity that we had even before we sinned. Notice, this son isn't now relegated to a lower spot. He's brought back to the exact same spot he was before he said, Father, I wish you were dead. Give me my money. This is how much God loves us. And this is the healing power of transformation that we receive in the sacrament of reconciliation. But of course, we remember that there were two sons in this story. And the second one, the older one, comes in from working another hard day for his father. And he asks the other servants, well, what's going on? And they tell him, your brother's back. And he refuses to go into the celebration. Whenever Jesus uses an imagery of celebration, of a feast, it represents heaven. How sad the end of this story is that this older brother refuses to go into heaven because he's so upset at the mercy that his father had for his younger brother. You see, this older brother, he'd been faithful. He'd basically been doing the job that he's supposed to do. He's basically been following his father, God, his whole life. Yet he can't see the need for the forgiveness that he has, maybe of just some small sins. Maybe nothing quite as grave as his younger brother. But he doesn't see the need to go to his father in the same way and say, Father, I need you. I need your forgiveness. Because he's so focused on the younger brother's sins. Brothers and sisters, this life of a Christian is not meant for us to say, wow, now we're perfect. But it's meant for us to say, wow, I realize how unperfect I am. And how much I need the Lord's mercy. This life of a Christian isn't to point out the faults of others, but to rejoice when others come back to the Lord and when we can do the same. We're halfway through Lent. Rejoice. We're halfway through Lent. Let's let the second half of Lent be a great time of examining our conscience and asking God, God, where do I need to return to you? What healing do I need in my life? Let me come to you in the sacrament of reconciliation, and let me rejoice at your forgiveness for me as well as for others.